Giles Beckford is here with an update on the markets. Any update on anything else, or are you just doing markets this
just
time?
Just doing markets
okay,
this time.
Good on you. On you go.
Right, we'll leave the rest for sports. Good morning, all. Wall Street, it's pulled back from record levels. Slightly more sedate tone about the market today. Data showing a rise in unemployment claims as well, which is weighing on sentiment. And, of course, people in the States have a mind on the Thanksgiving holiday. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 170 points. That's just over 0.5%. The broader S&P 500 down about 0.25%. And the NASDAQ is up about 0.5%. Our own top 50 index had its biggest gain in 2 weeks, gaining 115 points yesterday, just under 1%. Starts the morning at 12,668. New Zealand dollar sitting around highest since mid-2018 at 70.1 US cents, 95.2 Australian, 52.4 British pence, 0.588 euro, 73.1 Japanese yen and 4.61 yuan. Brent crude oil is up a dollar, that's about 2%, $48.80 US a barrel, that's an 8-month high. And gold is flat at $1,806 US dollars an ounce. We'll have a crop of small company earnings reports and some trade numbers. And of course, the latest from the financial markets around 12:20 in midday report.
Thank you, Giles. Can't let you get away that quickly. On the football issue, which we were talking about earlier this morning. You were in Maradona. Interesting to talk to the Argentinians. They weren't so interested in hearing about the hand of God.
Yeah, he was like, what's that? What's hand of God?
I think they obviously have poor eyesight. It's as well as a lack of geopositional.
It's just interesting what an incredible impact he had. But that incident in particular will
define him. Yeah. I mean, it will. It is the the unerring stain on his character, given a lot of other things that happened in his lifestyle, and the brilliance of him as a footballer. He was a mix of magnificence and malevolence, and I'm afraid the hand of God will stick with him.
Giles Beckford, thank you very much.
You said you weren't going to talk about anything else apart from the markets.
Well, that was my fault.
That's your fault?
Yeah, that was my fault.